and the old-fashioned songs. Now, there's nothing wrong with some of the new stuff. I like the old things that speak to our heart and that move our soul. I'd much rather my soul be moved as my foot be moved. And I enjoy good music and a lot of different styles of music, a lot of different kinds of music. Music is a very controversial subject in our day. But I'll tell you what, you can't argue with what we've had this morning. It's honoring to the Lord and uplifting His name. And hoping to get us ready for the worship of the Lord and the message that I believe God has for us today. If you would, take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms number 40. I want to just read the first three verses. These are familiar verses. I've used them many times. But it does not change the importance. It doesn't matter how many times we read the book. It doesn't matter how many times we can quote the verses. It doesn't matter how familiar we are. It does not change the importance of God's Word. Psalm number 40, and this is a psalm that David wrote, and he said, "I waited patiently for the Lord." Sometimes God wants us to be patient. We are very impatient people. I can only speak for myself. I'm a very impatient person. I just need to do it and do it now and be done with it and it's over. I guess if there's anything my daughter would get in trouble with, if when she's at home, I'd tell her to do something and she thought it was all right to do it 4 hours later. I think you ought to do it when I tell you. And that's part of that impatient part. And sometimes I believe God wants us to be patient and not to be impatient. He wants us to do what He says, but sometimes He wants us to wait to make sure we have exactly what He has for us in our lives. And so David said, "I waited patiently for the Lord." Notice here the result. "And He inclined unto me and heard my cry." Now David had something to say. David had something to cry unto the Lord. He said, "I had to wait for the Lord, but He did incline unto me, and He heard my cry." Verse 2. "He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." Now, Brother Bradley didn't know what I was preaching on this morning. I didn't know what he was going to sing, and all these things have come together. But much of what we have dealt with in the song service this morning and even in the special was praising the Lord. And David says here, he brought me out of a horrible pit, put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. If there ever was a people living upon the face of God's green earth that should be able to praise the Lord for His goodness, it should be this generation. The generation that I have seen come and go, and the generation that is now, and the next generation that is coming up, we see the different phases of people's lives. And you and I, this morning, we have much to be thankful unto the Lord for. We are to praise Him, and we're not to hold our peace, but we are to tell the world about what Christ has done for us. The reason so many times people are not responding to the gospel is because they've never heard God's people tell them the gospel. And I'm not talking about reading the scriptures to them. I'm not talking about giving them verses that we have learned, but I'm talking about the gospel that's in your heart and in your life. As a believer, people ought to see Christ living in your heart. And so David, he says, "I'm inclined and I'm waiting, and God inclined His ear to me, and He heard my cry." I'm glad, thank God, one day God heard my cry. He heard your cry. As a believer, if you're saved this morning, one day He heard your cry, and you called upon Him. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so He hears our cry, and the end result of that one day is heaven. Now, we're not there yet, but bless the Lord, one day we're going. And you and I that are believers today, we that are saved, we are just as sure for heaven as if we were already there. Now, I believe salvation is that real. I believe salvation is that permanent. I believe salvation is that manifested in the lives of God's people, is that we know our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we know one day when we leave this world, we're going to heaven. If you have Christ in your heart, you can know that and understand that. Now, those that are not saved, they have no hope. The Scripture says that we do not sorrow as those that have no hope. So that tells me there are some that have no hope at all of what we're talking about and what we're dealing with. But aren't you glad this morning that as Christians, that as believers, I love the term believers, as the saved people of God, aren't you glad we can know what Christ has done for us? And in knowing that, we can rejoice and honor Him and worship Him and praise Him, and then also tell the world of what Christ has done for us. I believe these verses here this morning, verse number 2 and verse number 3, and we're primarily just going to stay right here today. Might turn to another verse or two of Scripture in another place, but primarily, we're just going to look at these words here in verse number 2 and verse number 3, and we're going to find out where we were, and then we find out where we are. And it all comes about because of our relationship that we have with the God of heaven through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm glad that God has given to us and granted to us repentance and faith toward God. We studied this past Wednesday night. We're in the book of Acts on Wednesday night, and we're going almost verse by verse through Acts, subject by subject. And the Scripture tells us there at Cornelius' house that the Bible tells us that the Lord granted unto them repentance. I'm glad one day God granted to me repentance. He offered me life, He offered me salvation, but He granted to me repentance and faith toward God. And that resulted in me becoming a child of God, being a Christian. Now this morning I'm primarily going to be preaching to Christians. If you're here today without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not sure of your standing with the Lord, then you just need to listen what we as Christians have, because if you don't know Him, you do not have that. And so I want us to look at some of these few things here in verse number 2 and verse number 3 and see that we have got so many things that the Lord has blessed us with that now we are saved, we are safe. I'm glad, thank God, I can be satisfied in the Lord. Now notice verse number 1, or verse number 2 rather. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. I said a while ago I was going to find out where we were and where we are. Now you and I today that are believers, we were in a horrible pit. The Scripture gives descriptive terms and gives us ways, illustrations that we can understand. And here, David, the psalmist of Israel, he says, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Now, you and I today, when we were lost, we were in a horrible pit. We were under the hold of Satan, and we were under the hold even of our own self. Sometimes ourselves get in trouble more than, gets us in trouble more than Satan does, and we find that we were in a horrible pit outside of the grace of God, didn't know the Lord, didn't care about God. Paul tells us that we're at enmity against the Lord. We don't even want to know about God, but thank God He brought us up out of that. But that's where we were when we were lost. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we were dead in sins and trespasses. We were in a horrible place, and that pit is a place of separation, separated from everything that is good, everything that is holy, everything that is righteous. When they sold Joseph into slavery, what did they do first of all? They put him in a pit. They put him down there to separate themselves from him and him from them, and they just left him, and they were going to go tell the father that some animal had killed him, but a band of Midianites came along, and they brought him up out of that pit, and they took him to Egypt. And we know the rest of the story about Joseph. But you and I today, this is the sinner's state. This is where we are, where we were before Jesus Christ came and saved us. We were in a place of separation and a place of darkness without hope. And we were in a place of despair. And of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, we were in a place of death. Dead in sins, dead in trespasses. had no ability to do anything for ourselves unless God came by and took us out of that. But we find that we were in that horrible pit, and David said, "But the Lord heard my cry. The Lord listened to me. When I was in that horrible pit, God heard my cry." You and I this morning, if we are saved, one day God heard our cry when we were in that pit of sin and despair and terribleness against God and hating the things of the Lord. But thank God He heard us. And He brought us up. Our condition was of separation and darkness and death and despair. Nothing good about that pit. They put Jeremiah in a pit one day. He's mired up deep in mud in that murk and mire. And that's how Jeremiah describes the condition that he was in. And David said, "God brought me up out of that." We find that we were in that place of despair. Not only that, but he says, "He brought me up out of the miry clay." And thank God this morning, He is my Savior. He's the Lord. He's the one that brought us up. I'll tell you what, you get in the pit, and you're down there in that pit, you're not going to crawl out by yourself. You're not going to figure out how to get out of it. You're not going to wiggle your way out of it. You're not going to buy your way out of it. You're just in the pit. And the only way you're going to get out of the pit is He's got to come by. The only way you're going to have life, the only way you're going to get out of that place of darkness and despair is to realize there's a Savior out there. His name is Jesus Christ. And David said, "He brought me up out of that miry clay." He brings us from our sinful past. Some of our past, all of our past are different. There are some in here this morning that could give testimony of things in your life that you're not proud of. And God brought you out of that. Praise the Lord. There's some of us that we got saved when we was young, and so we don't have those stories to tell. And by the way, they should never be glamorized. I'll never glamorize sin, but to use it to realize how good God is and how much He can do. Well, there's some of us that got saved when at a young age, but you know what? We're still dead in sins. Our nature was against God. Our hope was against God. But thank God one day He heard my cry. One day He listened to me and He brought me out of that and He set my feet on a solid rock, as we'll see. He brings us out from the curse of the law. The law says, "Thou shalt and thou shalt not." Law says you got to do. Grace says it's already done. Law says you got to take care of this. You got to take care of that. You got to hold on to that. And grace says, just believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I have a whole list in my study of comparing law and grace, or contrasting, because there's no comparison. Everything that grace says you got to do, grace says it's already been done. And He brought us up out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He brings us away from our sinful past. He brings us away from the curse of the law. And He brings us from the lowest depths of sin and hell and sets our feet on a solid rock. That's my security that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. If He can get me out of the murk and mire, and He can set my feet on a solid rock, thank God He can take care of the rest of me. If He can do that which I cannot do, if He can take care of my sin, I can't do that. We read this morning, Pilate said, "I wash my hands with the blood of this innocent man." He may have washed his hands, but it only takes the Lord to wash your heart. We may take care of some things on the outside, but it's the inside that matters. Jesus told the scribes and He told the Pharisees, He said, "You clean up the outside of the cup, but on the inside of the cup is full of dead men's bones and putrefying ungodliness and wickedness. We can clean it up and look good on the outside, and on the inside be as wicked as sin itself." Oh, but thank God He sets my feet upon a rock. That shows stability. Now, if you've ever been out in the plowed field after a rain, not too much stability there. I remember as a kid one time I got out into a field and I didn't realize what all life was about. And I got there and lost both of my shoes. I was in the murk and the mire. And the harder I pulled, the more I wiggled, the deeper I got. So I just left them. That wasn't too wise either when I got home. But we get in that miry pit and that miry clay, and the more we try to get out of it, the deeper we get into it. Oh, but thank God, one day He comes by and takes us out. I got home, Dad said, "Come on, son, we'll go get your shoes." I didn't really want to go back out there because I knew what was going to happen. Well, I'll lose my socks this time. But we went out there, and you know what? Dad didn't say I had to go get it. He just went out there and got my shoes. He didn't have a bit of trouble. And he didn't mire up. I don't know how it happened. But he went out there and he just got my shoes and pulled them out and said, "Go clean them up." You know, one day the Lord came by and just got me out and said, "Go, it's taken care of." Praise the Lord. What He does, He sets our feet upon a solid rock. He cleans us and He makes us what we should be. This place of a rock is a place of security. It's a safe place. It's a secure place. The Lord says, "Get under the cliff of the rock, and there is protection." Goodness, this morning, God has done that for us, and He's placed us under Himself, and we are in that cliff of the rock, and nothing can harm us. Nothing can take our joy and our salvation from it. We have the joy of the Lord in our heart, all because of what He has done for us. David said, "I waited patiently. I cried, and the Lord heard." When the Lord heard, He took me out of that horrible pit. He put me out of the miry clay. He put my feet upon a solid rock. The solid rock I stand. Some of the songs in our songbook talk about that solid rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, that rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, Moses was instructed to smite the rock, and when he did, water came forth from that for the saving of the people of Israel. And you go over to the New Testament in the book of Corinthians, Paul says that rock was Jesus. Well, thank God one day He set my feet upon the rock. His name's Jesus Christ. Satisfied in the Lord. A safe place, a shielded place, a secure place. Now notice what else happens when the Lord takes us out of the miry clay and takes our feet and puts up on a rock. Then the last part of verse number 1 says, "He established my goings." Well, we understand what that is. That's our steps. He established my goings or my steps. You and I are here this morning as Christians, as believers, not just because we decided we were going to do it. Oh, we think we did. God gives us that thought that we think we're in charge of things. But we're here this morning as a direct appointment from God. Nobody's here by accident. Nobody's here just by chance. We are here today because God has directed our path and directed our steps to be in this place at this time to hear this message from this preacher in this church. Now, I believe God's in control. He controls everything about us. And so He establishes our goings. Our steps, according to Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1, our steps are after the Spirit. According to John chapter 10 and verse 4, our steps are to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. According to Ephesians 5 chapter 8, we are in His steps as children of light, following Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's established my goings. That mean, when I got saved, He established my goings. Somebody says, "How do you know that?" The book says it. Now, I didn't understand all that then. I don't understand all of it now. I don't know why. First of all, I don't know why God saved me. I don't see why He would even consider me. But He saved me. He established my steps. The steps of a good man, what? Are ordered by the Lord. And the only good people we find in the Scripture are saved people. So we find that He has established our goings or established our steps. Because He has saved us, then that means He has a plan for my life. That means He has a plan for your life. It doesn't mean we're all going to be in the plan and we're going to accomplish what God wants. But He has a plan for us. And He begins to work in our life. And He establishes our goings. And through different things, God establishes our ways. Now, when we make certain decisions and when we meet certain people and circumstances come, we're not thinking from God's standpoint. We're thinking from man's standpoint. We're thinking about, well, there's a coincidence that I met so-and-so. No, it wasn't a coincidence. God is ordering your steps. Well, this happened and that happened, and that's why I'm here. Well, God may have let this or that happen, but He wants you here. Whatever position you are in your life, there is God where He wants you. And you veer off, and God can bring other things to get you back on the trail and get you back on track, get you back in the steps of a good man to be ordered of the Lord. But David said, He established my goings. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to live a perfect life. That doesn't mean we're not going to sin. That doesn't mean we're not going to fail. I believe Peter's life is a great example of that. A man's steps ordered by the Lord. But Peter failed time and time again. We read about those three times this morning that he denied the Lord. He failed. But God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says He looked at him. Peter went out and wept bitterly. And from that point on, Peter was a total different child of God. His steps were being ordered, and some of those things are hard to accept. Some of those things are difficult. Some of those things are trials. Some of those things are problems that come our way when God's using them to put us and mold us and make us and put us in that place where we can be used of God. He established my goings in the steps of the Holy Spirit. Now, this morning, as a Christian, every one of us have the Holy Spirit in our life, in our bodies. The Bible says, know ye not that we're bought with a price, we're not our own? Know ye not that the Spirit lives inside? Don't we understand that we have a companion that's with us everywhere we go? We have the Holy Spirit to guide us and to direct us and to do our steps to help us. And so we find that David says, I was in a pit. That means I was in bad shape. I couldn't get out. I couldn't jump out. I just was in a pit. Oh, but He brought me up. Somebody reached way down to where we were and brought us up. Way down to the depths and the bottom of sin and the hell holes of this world, God, through His Holy Spirit, has reached down and He's brought us out. And He has established our goings. And He has put us on a solid rock. And that rock is none other than Jesus Christ. No wonder we can go forward with the Lord. We have all these things for us. Our security and our Savior. Our state was a terrible condition, but thank God for the Savior that puts us on a solid rock and establishes our steps. And not only that, but look in verse number 3. And hath put a new song. I ought to underline that word new. Put a new song in my mouth. What is that song? Even praise to our God. Lips that used to sing some song or one song now sing the praises of His song. Lips that used to despise and hate and have anger and ungodliness now has joy and peace, satisfaction, knowing the things of God are true and real, and God has done that for us, and He has ordered our steps, and He puts a new song in our mouth. It's not the old junk of the world. It's a new song. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. And one of them is our song. The song of redemption. Saved, saved by the blood of the crucified one. That's our song. Glory, I'm saved. Jesus saves. Jesus saved. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saved. That's our song. It's a song of redemption. Person gets saved, they won't tell somebody they've gotten saved. It's a song of victory. When Moses and the children of Israel crossed over the Red Sea, you know what they did? They sang a song of victory. I believe when we get out of the horrible pit of sin, we have a life of victory ahead of us that we can sing about and rejoice in. It's a song of His beloved. It's a song about Christ. It doesn't say too much if we talk about what we have done, but it says a whole lot when we talk about what He has done. I haven't done a whole lot, but He's done much. Everything I've done has passed away or will pass away. Everything He's done is eternal. So we have a new song. We have our feet on solid rock. He establishes our going. And while we're going, it's not whistle while you work. It's sing while you walk. Rejoicing in the Lord. He puts even praise in our mouth unto Him. Well, what do we have to... What else is there? Here I was in a pit. Could not get out. Had no way of escape. I was going to die there. He brought me up and set me on a solid rock. Cleaned me up. Put me on that solid rock and put a song in my mouth. David's known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. Most of these psalms that you read, many of them are written by King David. Some of them written before he was king, some after. But he was the psalmist of Israel. And these psalms were the hymn book of the Jewish believers. These psalms that we read were songs. And we don't have the tune to it. We don't have the music to it. But the word psalms means songs. And David sang those. And David had those. And he talked about the instruments of praise. And he talked about the symbols. He talked about all the things that had to do with praising the Lord. And David said, when I was in that pit, I had nothing. But now I have a solid rock. He's established my goings. I didn't know what was going on before, but now I have a path. We'll have a place. You know, one day this established going is going to lead us somewhere. It's going to lead us right into glory. He's not going to lose one on the way. He's established our goings. And one day, we'll stand before Him. You know what we'll do? We'll praise Him. We'll worship Him. We'll adore Him. And it don't hurt to get in practice down here. To praise the Lord. To rejoice in the things of God. And as He establishes my goings, He puts a song in my heart. That I can drive down the road and I can sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. That's a new song. Ah, that song written 100 years ago. That's a new song. This book is a new book. Every time you read it, it's something new in it. Some of these old songs are they speak to your heart differently every time you read them. That one we just sang a while ago, My Sins, Oh the Blessed, not in part, but the whole, all my sins. They're gone. Thank God, forever gone. And we can rejoice in that daily renewing in our hearts the same song that He's given to us of victory and redemption. Our service is to praise Him because He so loved us. We praise Him for His love. We praise Him for His forgiveness. We praise Him for His mercy. The Lord continues to lead tonight. I'm going to preach on the mercy of God. Oh, thank God for His mercy. Had mercy on me. Forgave my sins. And now I have a standing. The Scripture says in the last part, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. That's our result of our singing. That's the result of our being what we ought to be. Our state, first of all, is in a pit. Now our standing is that we're telling the world Jesus saves. That one that we used to not want and would hate and didn't want to hear about. Sometimes I see people when they hear the Lord's name, they just sort of cringe. They don't want to hear about Him. You know, if God just take them out of that pit, they'd enjoy hearing about Him. If they just get out of that pit of sin and their life of despair, if they would just get right with God, their whole attitude would change. I dare say every individual here this morning, as a Christian, you can endeavorly say with your testimony, I'm different. I'm different than I was before I was saved. I'm a different person. You know why? Because the Lord moved in. He's made all the difference in the world. And I pray this morning that God would help us to realize many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. We are the light of the world. We are a shadow. We are a reflection of the light. But in this world, we are the light. And we're to tell people, we're to show people, Jesus saves. He's ordered our steps to do that. And may God help us this morning to understand this is where we were and this is where we are. We were in a pit. Now we're on a rock. We were in the murk and the mire. And now we're on a solid, immovable foundation of Jesus Christ. We were crying out in the pit. We were crying for help and we was in despair. There was no song in our heart, no joy in our soul, because we were lost and undone and wasn't anything there that could help us. But thank God, He got us out of there. And now we have a song. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. May God help us to tell the world, Jesus saves. Oh, I can tell the world. How about telling your neighbor? How about telling your family? Sometimes those are the hardest people to deal with. Those are the ones we need to tell. May God help us to realize many shall see it and fear, and because of my life shall trust in the Lord. Probably this morning, if I was to ask around or ask for hands to show, of how many of you were influenced by somebody else to be a Christian, there's probably more hands would go up than not. Somebody influenced us to be a believer. Or it may have just been their way of life. Well, they live different than I do. They seem happy. They can have tragedy and they still are happy. There's something different. It may have been something like that. It may have been something someone would say to you. It may have been a Sunday school teacher. It may have been a preacher. It may have been a mom or a dad or a grandma or grandpa. But somebody influenced us. And when we saw where they were and what they were, that was influential in us of believing upon Him. Many shall see it and trust the Lord. May we be telling the world, not just through our mission dollars, but by our mouths, that Jesus is the Savior. That all who come unto Him, He will in no wise cast out. Thank God His arms are open. Somebody, I'm sure you've heard, say, how much did Jesus love you? He loved you that much. On the cross of Calvary, nailed an old rugged cross. That's how much He loves us. Let's stand together this morning.